What's happening, guys? So I've noticed that Dash has moved up from number 15 to number 13 on CoinMarketCap. It's rocketed up, outperforming even the pump in the market, going from $75 to over $110. And people are wondering what's so special about Dash that it would outperform the market. Welcome to Cryptonomics, Principles of Cryptocurrency and Investing. I'm still out here in Madrid for a little while longer. In a few days, I'll head down to South America, to Santiago, Chile. Thanks for everybody pressing like and pressing subscribe and checking the description, being a crypto bro, and connecting with me on all social media. I appreciate it a lot. It's the 1st of April, and the crypto market has been going up a bit. Bitcoin has gone up from around $3,800 to around $4,100. Dash has also gone up quite a bit too, going from around $75 to over $110 in just a month. It seems like people who aren't familiar with Dash are always surprised when it makes these kinds of moves. There's a lot of fundamentals behind it which aren't really obvious to people who don't follow the project. But there has been some specific news in the last week or so, which is apparently affecting the price. So one thing is the Dash Core group is working on chain locks. A few months back, people were saying that there's a big problem in crypto because there's these 51% attacks. So for example, with Ethereum Classic, there was this kind of attack and it meant somebody could double spend and they probably made away with hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now, Dash is the only project that I know of that's actively working on a solution. And it's a little technical. To be honest, I've read the paper a couple times and I still don't fully understand how it works. The simplified version is, with Dash, you have the master nodes and they can keep a record of all the transactions. They can also keep a record of the transactions which haven't been processed by the miners yet. And with chain locks, they can take advantage of this to lock in transactions before they actually get processed, and that means they can mitigate the risk of 51% attacks. And what that means at a public level, or a really simplified level, is just that Dash is going to be more secure and it's also going to help it be faster. Another point is the Dash Core group publicly released the code to their Evolution wallet. So previously they were keeping it pretty close to their chest. They didn't want people just taking that code and running off with it and using it in another project. The fact that it's been released probably means that we're close to seeing Dash 1.0. So Dash, the full version, Evolution, which is their wallet, which hopes to bring user experience into cryptocurrency. So making it easier to add your friends in your wallet, transact with them, send them money easily, and also integrating merchants into the wallet so you can go on there and find some discounts when you pay in Dash. So there's some good news going on with Dash, but honestly, I think the real reason for the pump is actually not related to the long-term good news. It's actually something pretty simple. What's happened is Binance has added a couple of trading pairs. They've added Tether or USDT and Dash, and they've also added Binance Coin or BNB and Dash. So when that happens, a lot of the time traders are going to be obsessed with it. They're going to jump on it and start buying that pair because that's just what traders do. They're looking for a new opportunity to make money. So I think in the short term, that's the reason why the Dash price is going up. On a related note, Dash has also been added to the exchange SimpleSwap. So SimpleSwap is an exchange where you don't need to sign up and enter your details. There's no know your customer rules around it or anti-money laundering. You don't need to tell them who you are or what you're doing, which is great for people who don't really like having the government track their financial transactions, which is an increasing group of people these days. So that's another integration. Dash has been on Morph Token for a while as well, which is a similar exchange which doesn't require any registration or telling them exactly who you are. It's good that there are these services out there because the original one, Shapeshift, now does require user registration. So there are these new registration-free exchanges that you can use to transact with Dash and Bitcoin and other services. So have a look at those. The guys at Dash Force News are always working pretty hard, and it seems to be like every week or every couple of weeks, there is some new integration, some big merchant in Venezuela or Colombia that's accepting Dash. So that's exciting. And a lot of the information that I presented you here is from Dash Force News. So I'll put the link to the article in the description. So it is kind of funny when people ask, why is Dash rising? Well, take your pick. What reason do you want? Because there's always a bunch of good news coming out about it. Thanks for listening to Cryptonomics. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to press like and press subscribe. Subscribe on iTunes and your favorite podcasting app, and check the description and connect with me on all social media. Be a crypto bro and stay cool. And as always, stay grateful.